Hey, this is Ash from Horrorfix. We have a very special guest on with us tonight. We're talking with Michael Welch. You might know Michael from the very uber popular Z Nation on the Sci-Fi Channel. Michael plays Mac Thompson, one of the titular characters, one of the core cast members. We are very, very pleased to have Michael on with us tonight. How are you doing, Michael?
Excellent, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, great. We're huge fans of the show here. In fact, cool. my family, I don't know what that says for my parenting skills. That my 10-year-old sits and watches Z Nation with us, but she's a huge fan. We're a huge fan, so it's great to have you on with us tonight, and great that you took some time out from obviously a busy schedule because show's doing really well, and I know that it aired to really big numbers, and you guys have a pretty good audience right now. How's the transition from obviously, I mean, people know you from the Twilight films, and they also know you from your other TV work, but this obviously is a whole new realm. You know, horror fans are very, very rabid fans. When they love something, they love it with everything that they have, and especially a zombie series. How was that transition for you going into Z Nation? Do you have any idea what you were prepared for before you went into it?
Well, first of all, as far as your family, your daughter being a fan of the show, it's funny. I was in Atlanta for Walker Stalker Con. And there were a lot of little kids. I mean, some of the most, like, passionate and insightful fans who had the most interesting questions tended to be, like, 6-7-year-old girls. So I don't know what it is either about the youth today or something particular in this series that's attracting this audience. But, yeah, that seems to be a common theme. So, yeah, I wouldn't feel bad if I was about So anyway, yeah, man, listen, I've been very lucky. I've had a really cool career. I've been acting since I was 10 years old. I'm 27 now. And, you know, I've been kind of in and out of the sci-fi world, my whole life. I mean, I was in a Star Trek movie as a kid and then in, a pretty popular episode of, Stargate SG-1 and then, Day of the Dead a few years ago. And, you know, so it's not a world that I'm totally unfamiliar with. The Twilight thing was really, that was its own universe. I mean, you really can't compare anything to that.
Right.
And to this day, I really haven't fully processed what exactly happened there. it's pretty crazy. But yeah, dude, the fans of this have been awesome. I mean, listen, you know, at first, obviously, I think a lot of people were brand loyal to Walking Dead and didn't want to give this a shot and were, you know, and we were getting a lot of crap online for that, but mm-hmm. but to be honest, man, I mean, I think once people actually took the time to sit down and watch the show, they realized, like, oh man, we're doing something totally different here, and yeah, I'm really proud of what we're doing. I'm really happy with the fan reaction, and you know, we got picked up for a second season, so it's going really well. I can't wait to get back out there and keep working.
You know, well, I think that it's a different monster completely, you know, exactly what you said. And, you know, when we're talking about something like, well, the zombie genre in general, it's a wide, wide open world. I think people are so quick to, you know, assume that, you know, something new comes out, that it's just riding on the coattails of something else when, you know, we're dealing with tons of story arcs, tons of different people, tons of different conflicts. And I think that Z Nation has really sort of also allowed you guys to have fun with it. Obviously, zombies are a very somber topic, but there's a lot of fun to be had there too. And you can really see that fun, I think, in each and every episode because it really explores things that shows like The Walking Dead doesn't explore.
Yeah, I think that's the key, man, the fun, the humor. That's really the kicker. You know, I think that's something that's been missing in the genre for quite some time, and I'm proud to say that we're bringing that back. So yeah, look, I mean the viewing experience watching our show I think is unlike anything else on TV right now. I can't think of another just super fun, like, you know, action adventure show. I mean, it is, you know, zombies, we are within the zombie world, but we're definitely doing our own thing, I love it. I love how it's coming out.
You guys have a pretty strong core cast, and we're dealing with a genre that's a survivalist genre, you know, the zombie genre, you know, everyone sort of approaches each episode with, are we going to lose any of these core characters? You know, who's going to be next? And I think that we were all very surprised over the last past couple episodes. Did you guys go into it with an idea of, okay, we know who we're going to lose? Or did you also have some of that same shock as your viewers?
I will say, I mean, the people who have died so far, I mean, I'm trying not to give too much away in case anyone isn't caught up, but
right, yeah.
But yeah, those folks, we knew they were gone from the beginning. That was just part of the deal. Now, I mean, I will say, you know, Carl Schaefer, who is our creator, I mean, he kind of had a 5-year plan right from the start. I mean, he knew where he wanted the show to go and who was going to die and who wasn't. Now, that said, I mean, we've definitely made some adjustments in that vision as the series has gone on. But really, you know, we don't know what's coming next, man. Nobody's safe on this show. I will say, we're not cavalier about it. I mean, we definitely understand that people really grow to love these characters, and when we do kill someone off, it's for a very specific reason. I mean, it's either to propel the characters, the remaining characters, in the new and interesting direction, or you know, to create something specific on the show that's going to ultimately make the show stronger. So we're strategic about it. We don't just go killing people off willy nilly. You know what I mean? Like, when we do it for a very good reason. So I do trust these writers. Look, I mean, I want to live as long as possible because I love doing the show. But I know that if they at some point do decide to kill me off, that it's going to be for a good reason. So I got to just have faith in that.
Now, your character comes into the series with a lot more to lose than the other characters. You have this pre-established relationship,
right?
You know, and you've got more of a romantic angle than we've seen. So, where a lot of these people, you know, that we come across, whether they're peripheral characters or core characters, are people who might be at the end of their rope. They have this sense of hopelessness and helplessness. But your character really sort of has this thing to fight for. Was that a big deciding factor for you really wanting to play the character?
That's everything. I mean, that is the character. You know, Mac and Addie, they don't know really what it means to live in this world without each other. And it's interesting because in this next episode, we're really going to get to explore some of these things because, you know, they've been on the run so much, they really haven't had a chance to, like, sit down and actually reflect on their relationship. And you're going to see a little bit of that in this upcoming episode. And it's an interesting thing because, you know, these characters, I mean, they didn't know each other before. They were sort of thrown into this situation together. And essentially, they're trauma bonded. I mean, they're together out of necessity. And then from that, this relationship bloomed. So really, you know, you could go either way in terms of, like, well, what is that? Is that actually like a genuine relationship? I mean, Mac, I think, would come from it at the angle like, yeah, this is the most genuine relationship that we could possibly have. I mean, this is way more genuine than any kind of relationship we could have had in the pre-zombie world, because now we're stripped of society and of social construct, and, you know, we're together because, I mean, it's like we need each other. We're like each other's appendage. But then at the same time, I mean, Addie, I think, could probably look at that and say, well, I don't know, this doesn't even feel like a real relationship. So it's an interesting dynamic. But yeah, as far as Matt goes, Addie really is his entire sense of purpose, of focus, you know, keeping her alive and keeping her safe is his whole identity. In some ways, I mean, that can give you a very kind of Zen life, you know, if you have a singular focus that's that strong and you have to have that heightened awareness at all times. Yeah, it was a really appealing thing to me right off the bat, because it's just such a strong character, you know, someone who is that, I mean, it, like, not only in love, but literally cannot even conceive of breathing without this person by his side. It's a really, like, as an actor, it gives you a very strong direction to go in.
Well, and I think in the world that Mac and Addie exist in, that's also somewhat scarier than the prospect of zombies in general, is that you have this one anchor. You know, what are you without that anchor?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really vulnerable. On the one hand, I mean, it gives you a reason to get up in the morning, but at the same time, you know, how scary is that? Essentially, I mean, it would be as if, you know, you put all your worldly possessions, everything you hold dear, into this little box, and depending on how well you can protect this box, is going to determine the quality of your life moving forward. And if you make one mistake, you know, you slip up once and you drop the box and it breaks. It's like that's your whole life that just broke with it. So yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I don't have the kind of strength to live like that. But Max seems to revel in it. He seems to really has been given this mission in life. I mean, we have our mission on the show. Max's mission is just to protect Addie. That's it.
Well, I think we'd all love to think that we would come into our own during a zombie apocalypse, that we would find those aspects of our character that would really shine, and that we'd either be really, really effective killers, or we would just find the best fetal position in the best abandoned house possible to lie in until we eventually die of starvation.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, when you go into a series like this, you sort of have to ask yourself, all right, well, why did my character last this long? I mean, we're what, 3-4 years at this point? Like, this is the best of the best of humanity, in some capacity or another. So what is it about Max specifically? And to me, I really think it's that this world kind of revealed to him who he really was. I agree with you. I mean, I think that we all hope to react like that when that situation actually comes along. And I think maybe in part that's why people are responding, you know, so strongly to this character, is that he represents how, like, I wish I could be if I was in that situation. I think before the zombie apocalypse, he was a guy who was probably pretty lost in his own mind. I imagine he did fine with girls and he was like an athlete, but you know, I always got the sense from Mac that like, he was in this small kind of town and like his dad was sort of stuck in this job that he didn't really like, but just did it for the family. And I don't think Mac had a lot of direction. I think he was a very selfish kind of guy and didn't really know what he was doing. And I think in his case, the reason why he was able to survive this long, in addition to just being genetically built for it, and having that kind of athlete's, you know, clutch gene, as I like to put it, you know, where he can sort of see things move more slowly when everything's going really fast. You know what I mean? Like that, you know what I'm talking about. But in addition to all that, it really just came down to, you know, now he actually like has a life with purpose. I really think that's what it comes down to.
Now, one thing that I think is an interesting aspect of the show, and, you know, I hate to draw a parallel to other shows, The Walking Dead, for example, but, you know, The Walking Dead has its core cast of characters and obviously has Rick Grimes, which has been a staple of that cast and has really been the driving force behind why these characters have been able to survive as long as they have. And we saw that mirrored a little bit in Tom Everett Scott's character. And now, obviously, you know, for those, sorry, people who haven't watched all the episodes yet, but, you know, big shot coming, by the way, when you start getting the later episodes out of Eric. When you lost his character, the feeling of the show, the pitch and the tone, obviously, you know, it turned. As an actor, you know, what was the cast thinking, you know, when they realized this is a turning point episode? What were you thinking as an actor?
Well, I think each character kind of has their own journey to go through. But as far as Matt goes, I think really, I mean, he was apprehensive about this mission right from the start. I mean, he did not imagine this thing was going to go well. And really, up to that point, particularly after he died, it in a way, in his own mind, it kind of proved his point that, man, we really shouldn't be doing this in the first place. So that's why he made the move to separate from the group in a tricky little way that he did. So that was really it from my point of view. It was purely just out of like, this is this is a death mission. I mean, this is clearly because our leader just died. right. So symbolically, I think that was enough for Mac to say, you know, I think Addie and I need to just go off and find our own thing and stop this madness, because I just don't know how much longer I'll be able to protect her in this situation. It's too dangerous. Now, for everybody else, I mean, listen, I think this is a perfect example of what I was talking about earlier. Like, yeah, that his death propelled the show and all the characters into a really interesting place. And now all of a sudden you see Warren step up as the leader. And in a lot of ways, I kind of felt that she was the leader all along, you know. And then Murphy, I mean, his transition, you know, everyone's going through their own kind of transitions and dealing with this in different ways. But yeah, listen, Tom Everett Scott is a wonderful actor, and he's a fantastic guy. So we definitely missed him. And you know, that came into the show too. I mean, we missed him personally. So I think that certainly played into our characters as well.
You know, let's break down the fourth wall for just a moment and ask a question that I think everyone who watches a show that obviously has a very robust cast and has a very full-bodied plot that takes them to different places, and just the amount of physical effects and special effects and locations that you guys shoot in, how much fun is it to do this show? I mean, in all honesty, it's got to be a complete blast.
Oh, man, it's crazy. I mean, it's definitely like, you know, it's a grueling process, because we're doing one after the other, and we're doing these episodes in like 6 days. Usually it's 8 days to do a series, and it's all these stunts and special effects that we got to learn super quick. And so it's a grind. There's no question about that, but man, it is so much fun. I mean, there is not a day that goes by when I'm on set that I don't revel in the magic of what's happening there. I mean, there's at least one moment a day where I just sort of take a breath, look around me, and go, I am making a really cool TV show with people I love. And, you know, we're doing it our way. I mean, we're doing exactly what we want to do, man. And when that first episode aired, I go, man, this is exactly what I imagined this show could be. So, I love it, dude. There's a lot of worse ways to be spending your life. I mean, it's fun. It really is. It's like a summer camp, you know? So yeah, I really dig it.
I think, you know, as an actor, going into something that, first of all, the storyline itself and the twists and the turns and all the little subplots, I think that it's got to allow you to really explore your range. It's also got to, you know, explore the fact that this isn't just a drama. It's a drama with horrific elements. It's not just a horror series. It's a horror series with dramatic elements. So, I mean, do you feel as an actor that transitioning into something like this is a lot more open, you know? Do you feel that it's open than maybe some more maybe constricted roles that you had?
Well, I will say, I mean, there was a day shooting this this episode that's about to air. I think it was after our first day filming, where at the end of the day, I literally went, man, I just went through the full gambit of the human experience. Like I was sad. I was happy. I was nervous. I was worried. I was angry. I was at one point doing like a vaudevillian, you know, physical comedy act. I was like,
right,
the full range of what it means to be a human being. I got to experience all of that in like a 12-hour period. It's pretty remarkable. You know, most actors probably go a lifetime without getting to do something like that. So yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. And this show tonally is kind of all over the map. I mean, you know, sometimes I even have the thought, I mean, I remember there was one scene that we did, who was it? It was 10K and Murphy, Doc and Mac. And I sort of had the thought at one point, like, man, are we making like four different TV shows here? Like, what's going on right now? I'm being, you know, Max being Mac, Murphy's being like Groucho Marx over there. You know, Doc is doing his thing. 10K is like stoic, and it's just, I don't know. I sort of had a moment where it was like, man, what is this show? What are we doing? But I think it works. I think it all comes together because that's life. I mean, that's how life is. You know, sometimes you laugh your hardest after the saddest thing just happened, you know? So I think the show reflects that, and I think it works. I think it all kind of comes together.
And you do have a very wide pantheon of characters here. I mean, especially looking at Doc's character, here's a guy who's trying to barter with crystal meth at every turn. It's not
right.
A character, you know, Breaking Bad aside, obviously, there's not a lot of characters on TV that has that kind of dynamic on screen. It's very, very different.
Exactly, man. And I got to tell you, I think Russ, who plays Doc, really... I think he makes the whole show work. I really do. I mean, because that tone, that comedy, that energy that he brings to the table, more than anything else, I feel like is what separates us. So I got to give my props to him, man. He's really killing it.
You know, he's a quirky linchpin, but he really does provide a center.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, now, I know that you can't give too much away, and we wouldn't want you to. And I know that we've got tons of craziness to expect from the rest of the episodes, but what's one piece of craziness that we can expect? What can we look forward to that's sort of just some jaw-dropping craziness coming up?
Well, in this next episode, Mac has a bit of a saga with this big boss zombie. For people who have watched the sneak peek, you know, you can see Max in a pretty tight spot at some point. And that guy was so good. And I think he was an athlete. He must have played football or something. He's too big. He had to have been. So the stuff that we have is really, really cool. And then in the, I don't know if it's the following episode or the one after that, we have a really killer guest star who was just awesome on the show, and another major turn and major transition that happens on the show that really is going to change the lives of these characters forever. So we got another one. We have one more really big thing that happened. One or two, actually, because we shot a couple of... alternates on some of these episodes, so I'm not even totally sure exactly what's going to be coming up. So I'll be as surprised as everybody else.
Okay, we got one final question for you.
Man.
In the event of a real zombie apocalypse, do you have your doomsday plan?
No, I'm done, man. I'm not cut out for that. There's no way. Because you know, I get cranky if I'm like a little hungry, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine the actual reality of living in that situation. I would just have to check out. There's just no way. But you know, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that I'm actually at like a zombie convention when the zombie apocalypse breaks out, because I know those people are prepared. So
that would be a great spot to be in. That would be perfect.
Absolutely.
Just find yourself at a horror convention during the zombie apocalypse. There's action plans abound there.
Absolutely. I mean, some people probably brought their zombie mobiles to the convention.
And you've got the perfect cover, too. You guys can blend in.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so that's my plan. Just get with the right people. And then hopefully they'll be fans of the show, so they'll let me like ride with them for a little while. But then after about a week, when they realize I'm completely useless, they'll probably kick me out.
Yeah, you just got to keep your novelty going.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I'll kind of just value and just write it out.
Exactly. I'll reenact scenes from the show. I'll dance. I'll do a song and dance. I'll be the entertainment for the group.
Well,
and then
see,
they'll do all
the where heavy that vaudevillian sensibility comes in.
There you go.
Do you have a couple minutes off the Air Force, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. We want to thank you so much for being on with us tonight. Want to remind everyone, Fridays, watch Z Nation. Obviously, you've got a great episode coming up, and that airs tomorrow, correct?
This Friday, yeah.
Perfect. We urge everyone to watch. We have a lot of fun with the show, and it's a fun show. So Fridays on Sci-Fi, definitely watch Z Nation and watch Michael Welch as Mac. Thank you so much for being on with us tonight, Michael.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. It was a lot of fun.